goals. We might have more rebound goals this weekend than we had, you know, since Christmas time. So, you know, we've been working on that, talking about it a lot, and, you know, we got rewarded for some of those efforts this weekend.
Some great one-time goals. That was a one-timer by Malcolm Gould. He said after the game that, you know, he had thought about maybe stopping it, but he knew there was not going to be enough time with Mantha coming across.
Yeah, and I think he's learned from some situations this year, Malcolm has, where he's tried to stop it, or, you know, and the goalies are good. You know, they read the play and they get across, and if you give them that split second, that can be the difference whether you score or don't.
Shane Hanna then on the power play gets a one-timer goal.
Tanner Carroll for David Johnstone. Johnstone dropping it back there for Patan. Huskies will set it up. Here's a shot. Scores! One-timer from the point by Shane Hanna. And he drilled that one on a nice pass by Patan. And the Huskies score again on the power play. They lead it 2-0.
2-0. And that was a big goal because it came right after the first goal that we had worked so hard to get.
Well, no question. Like I said, Mantha played well to get that first one by him was huge. Gives your team some, we always talk about this, gives your team some momentum, some life, a spark when you score. They drew a penalty. And then obviously we scored on the power play, which was a big goal. I mean, Shane really ripped that. He plays well in Alaska. I was kidding him before the weekend. So, because last year, that's what really started to get him going is when we went up to Fairbanks and Anchorage. So good for him to score. Hasn't scored for a while. He's played well, and he really ripped that one. We had good net front presence in front of Mantha, so he couldn't see it. But well-placed shot, hard shot, big goal.
It was, and the pass from Patan has to be perfect.
Well, and we work on that a lot in practice, and not just standing there giving someone, you know, a pass, but moving passes where you have to shoot it. But more importantly is where you put that pass. As we saw later on in the game with Tyler Heinonen's goal, which we're going to talk about, I mean, to me, the Shane's shot was good, but the pass was even better because if that doesn't get right in your wheelhouse, you don't one-time it, and consequently, you don't probably score on that goal. So good pass, great shot, big goal.
That was the last goal of the period. The shots were mind-boggling in the first period, 18-2 in favor of the Huskies.
Right, so we might have been out shooting one time at 15-1, and then we scored on the last couple shots. But we were ready to play. That's the key. We talk about a lot, Dirk. That's one of our really mottos is when the time to perform has arrived, the time to prepare has passed, and we've really focused on preparation, setting aside distractions, you know, doing what you need to do individually to play because everybody's different. Everybody prepares differently and gets in the right mind frame and both mentally and physically ready to play. So it's important that we are ready to start games because as we go forward and you play important games, you want to play with a lead. It's going to be more difficult to play from behind as you play better teams.
That second goal, Shane Hanna, Alex Patan, and David Johnstone got an assist on that goal too. And you like the way David Johnstone played in that first game.
Oh, yeah. I liked him all weekend. You know, it's good to have David back, you know, but he had a good weekend. I don't know if I can call it a weekend. Good game in a period. So, but no, David was playing well, and that hurt us a little bit too, getting him bounced out early. Well, I shouldn't say early, but late in the first period, you know, on a call. So, but no, he had a good weekend up there. It's nice to have him back. We're starting to get healthy. Tyler Heinonen's getting healthy. You know, obviously CJ Ike is like should be ready. I hope to play, but the beauty of it now is we've got a lot of guys playing well. We're gonna have some really we had some difficult decisions earlier in the year who to play. Now guys have gotten in the lineup. And showing us what they can do. So now it's made the decisions even more difficult.
We go to the second period. We're up 2-0. And 5 minutes and 41 seconds in, we get our first even strength goal by Mike Neville.
Taken by Hedela. Pass to the front. Neville trying to get it on his forehand. Does, and he scores! Hedela got it to him, and Neville able to put it in after he had to kind of get away from a defender there. And he was able to, I believe, put it 5-hole on Mantha. And a big goal for the Huskies. They lead it 3-0. 14-19 left to go in the second period.
Blake Hedela getting the only assist on that. He tried to fire it on net and it kind of ricocheted a little bit there and went to Mike Neville. And Mike Neville said after the game, he said a workman's goal right there.
Well, it was. We needed one of those. And, you know, it was off a face-off, sort of off a scrum. And Mike, you know, out-battled their player and found the puck. And I like it. He just shot it quick. And I think it caught Mantha off guard. I think if Mantha would have liked any of the goals he gave up, that was the only one that you might say, he could have had. But the way the play transpired and how quick it was and a scrum of bodies, I mean, it was bang, bang, and he didn't have much time. But I thought before that, though, one of the real keys to the game was killing the five-minute major today, David Johnstone, you know, because it's a 2-0 game. We take a five-minute major, on a questionable call a little bit, and they give them five, and their power play's been good. Their power play's been really good, and we killed off that five-minute major penalty. That was a huge point of the game. Our penalty killers did an excellent job, as well as Jamie, which enabled us to get back to 5-on-5.
And then
we scored Neville's goal shortly thereafter, which was a big goal for us.
It was Mike Neville's second of the season. His first one was a little bit more triumphant with the game winner against the Bulldogs of Duluth.
Yes, it was. But nonetheless, good for Mike. I mean, he's very solid, very dependable, and he can produce points, too. In junior hockey, he was a big point getter. So we're going to encourage him to grow his offensive game as we go forward.
That goal came at the 5:51 mark of the second period, not long after that, just over 2 minutes. Tyler Hannanen gets our third one-timer goal of the game.
Scott Allen, he could make a play to the net as Walker Hyland played him well defensively. 2-on-1 for the Huskies. Across is Stamen. Hannanen scores! Nice pass there by Stamen to Hannanen, and he one-timed it in. The third one-time goal tonight by Michigan Tech. They lead it 4-0 with 12:05 left to go in the period.
Tyler Hannanen said he had no question that Stamen was going to release that pass over to him instead of shooting, and he was ready for it.
Oh, he was ready for it, but as your call alluded, Walker Hyland made a real good defensive play before that, which enabled us to transition. We went from defense to offense very quickly there because of Walker, and we caught them on a 2-on-1, and great pass by Dylan. I mean, Dylan's playing fantastic. I mean, he put that puck right where it needed to go, and it's the difference between a goalie giving a goalie time to get across the net versus not. If that pass is there, if Tyler Hannanen has to stop it and just hold it for that split second or that second, that goalie can get over there. But in this case, he couldn't. And great shot, had some mustard on it. And I think that was the end of the night for Mantha. But that was a big goal. And at that point, halfway through the game, we're up 4-0.
You talk about Dylan Stamen, Coach, and you can get a good read on how well a player is playing when you have somebody who hasn't seen him all year take a look at him. And my sister, watching that game up there on the weekend, Friday night after the game, she said, "Who is number 8? I said, "That's Stamen." She goes, "I can't believe the moves he was making." There's that one play down there. I don't know how well you could see it at the time, but he made some unbelievable toe drag, stick handling moves that, even during the play, I'm like, wow. I mean, he's really, really incredible in tight space.
Well, he's a very good player. And the thing about it is you know what you're going to get every game, the consistency. He's got a way he plays. He plays hard. He plays strong. He plays on the right side of the puck. And then he adds offense, some offense. I mean, he's so strong. I mean, he pivots off the puck better in any way in the offensive zone, which allows some separation from the defender, and he's very good at that. And I couldn't be happier for Dylan. He's putting together, and here's a kid, when you look at his point totals and everything else, doesn't play on our power play. You look at the points he's producing, and he was a good scorer in high school, and obviously in junior, pretty good scorer. So
what is it about him, Coach, that he's not a piece of the puzzle right now for what we need?
Well, he is a piece of the puzzle. Just not the power play.
No, that's what I meant.
Well, we've got some, what you try to do is your team is you look at your whole team, and there's certain areas you need help in. He could play on our power play very easily because he, has in high school. And all of our players, when they come up through high school, have been on the power play, even in junior. And as you go further and further up the ladder, then your roles might get changed a little bit. So Dylan can play there, but his value is in a lot of other areas too. And you can't play everything, even though we have some guys play both power play and penalty killing. You like to have fresh penalty killers, and that's where Neville and Dylan Stamen and CGI play, people like that come in, because they can do such a good job on that for us. But Dylan's a real good all-around player, and he's just scratching the surface. I don't think he realizes how good he can be, but what I like about him is just professional, and that's the word I use, just professional. Comes to the rink every day. He's a straight-A student. He had all A's here his first semester at Michigan Tech I don't know if it's biomechanical engineering or something like that. And with our travel schedule, and he's playing against the best players in the world at this age group. I mean, he's playing against, guys who are going to play in the National Hockey League either next year or the year after. And he is one, right there. He is right there. And I couldn't be happier for him. And now the goal for him is to keep pushing, to not be satisfied, but to continue to get better and to keep growing your game and become, a real dominant player, where everybody on other teams, even, also your sister, realizes, wow, this guy's a good hockey player. But that's the depth we have.
Yep. All right. So great goal there by Tyler Heinonen. Walker Hyland gets the assist on that goal, too. They originally gave it to Reed Sturrus, but Walker Hyland got the assist on that.